wise guys. Mike, Gord, and the General.
We are the wise guys.
It's the wise guys. On 98.1 CHFI.
7:15 on CHFI. Good morning, welcome in, and a very special welcome to our honorary wise guy today. You know him as a designer and regular style correspondent on Entertainment Tonight. Stephen Kojikaru, best known as Kojo.
One name.
That's all.
That's all simple.
You never get mixed up with the goalie, Kojo, right?
No, but there's a Kojo rapper, I think.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, all kinds of problems.
You're the first one, though.
I send lots of cease and desist letters, put it that way.
Oh, good.
I'm very honored to be here for the Wise Guys. I know this is huge.
God bless your low standards.
I'm getting teary-eyed.
Oh.
I feel like I'm getting the key to the city or something like that.
Well, you're here for a Shopping Channel appearance this Sunday, debuting the Kojo collection, and we'll talk about that, just what it is, coming up in a few minutes. But first, the question. Okay, so I ask a question of you, of Mike Cooper, my esteemed partner, and Gord Rennie, my lightly esteemed producer.
Yes.
Ours, of course. And here is the question for you guys. Who said you can never be too rich or too thin?
Porky Pig.
Too rich or too thin?
Steven Tyler.
Is that your answer? Because I was going to let Stephen go first.
No, go ahead.
All right. Okay, all right.
He's our guest, Gordon.
Yes, he is, and he's saying,
I feel like a part of the family.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of want to guess, too. I want to cast a wide net. I would either say Gandhi.
Except for the rich part.
Or Ashton Kutcher. I'm going to go with Ashton Kutcher.
You're going to go with Ashton Kutcher.
I know lots of stories about Ashton.
Could you?
Really?
We'll do it off the air. Off the air.
No, you know what? Really?
Very XXXX material.
No, really?
Don't you find it ironic now? He's in a commercial with for some camera where women are taking his picture and he's taking their picture.
Oh, no.
And it's called Cinema Verite.
Oh. There you go.
So are they done? Are they done?
I mean, nobody knows that except them.
Except them.
You know? And there's so much spin and all kinds of stories. I mean, people... You know, around town say that they're pretty much done.
Aww.
But they've got all this Kabbalah stuff. You know, these crazy Kabbalah people. I hope I'm not insulting half your audience.
Well,
but in LA, you know, there's a new cult every week.
Sure.
And then they just jump on the bandwagon.
So they're trying to have a healing with their Rabbi Shlomo, and they're not even Jewish. So that's a whole other story.
Yeah, he's big. He covers everybody up, doesn't he, Rabbi Shlomo?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he does.
We just gave a plug to a fictitious rabbi
that
I made up.
There is one.
I wanted to protect the innocent.
Look it up. There is
I don't want to be kicked out of the Jewish community, okay?
No.
I don't need Kabbalah. I'm the real thing.
That's right. Okay. Okay, Mike, what is your guess?
I will say the legendary Liz Taylor.
Liz Taylor said it. And Gord, who said you can never be too rich or too thin?
You know that movie, The King's Speech? Colin Firth one with the when he was king, right?
Big Oscar winner.
Well, the Guy Pearce role, he played the brother, right? The king that abdicated the throne,
Edward VIII.
He because of his wife. His wife said that one of the Simpsons.
Marge, Lisa, Wallace.
Wallace, the Duchess of Windsor.
Yeah, the Duchess of
her.
Okay,
she said that.
The Duchess
that's
of Windsor.
A great guess.
I know
it is.
I mean, it's not a guess, Stephen. It's the right answer.
Can we go back to Colin Firth for a sec?
Of course.
Does he smell good?
He smells like kidney pie and bangers and mash. Terribly boring to interview.
Don't tell. Don't tell Mary Ellen Benninger, our newscaster, that. She thinks
she's
all that.
I don't have anything bad. I have nothing bad to say about him. No charisma, no neck, no lips.
No way.
Has a unibrow and smells like East London.
Stop it.
In the rain.
It's not like when I met Hugh Jackman and I had a seizure and had to be medicated and they had to get an EpiPen and jam it into my heart. Hugh Jackman smells like the meadow, you know?
He does.
That metaphorical meadow where unicorns fly.
I know.
I've never smelled such an intoxicating nectar like Hugh Jackman. And since it's a family show, we won't talk about the beard or the linebacker wife or anything like that.
Okay. Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, we met him here in Toronto. He is all that.
Did you see him in his Broadway show, though?
Yes!
Okay.
He's so good.
You figure out the equation from there. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I don't see Mike in tights singing clang, 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 bring on the trolley.
Oh, you haven't been around on a Saturday.
Exactly. Hello.
What are you doing Saturday, by the way? I'm hosting a brunch with all the boys. And we need somebody to help with the floral arrangement.
Michael?
And Mike, you look like you know a lot about hydrangeas. Is that how you pronounce them?
It's kind of true, I do.
Mike, we are going to mail bomb this Saturday. We're going to put a whole new meaning into it.
Excellent.
Wake up, Toronto!
I will pay to see that.
I didn't think I'm embarrassed.
Your sweater is good fashion choice. Yellow.
Yes.
It's your color. Mm-hmm. Really.
It is. Those blue eyes.
I didn't notice. Oh, yeah, they're there.
They're underneath
the brows.
You've got, like, Brezhnev kind of brows.
Stop. There's a lot to work with over here.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Come on, I'll save you, buddy.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Andy is first. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy. Hi.
Hi, Andy. Okay. The question was, who said you can never be too rich or too thin? Was it Ashton Kutcher, Liz Taylor, or Wallace Warfield Simpson, I think? Wallace Simpson.
Simpson, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the answer, Andy?
Wallace Simpson.
Wallace Simpson is correct.
Yeah. See? I'm so impressed. I watch movies.
That's brilliant.
It is.
Thank you for movies.
All right. So we're going to congratulate Andy there and Mike.
And finally, who always say, you know that awkward moment when a zombie is looking for brains and he walks right past you? Don't you hate that? Because we are
the Wise Guys.